Stephen Miller on Ceuta Crisis, Democrats Want a Migrant Invasion Here. By Neil Munro on July 30, 2026. Democrats will welcome a Ceuta-style migrant invasion of the United States if they get back into power, says Stephen Miller, the top immigration aide for President Donald Trump. The Democrats did this to America every single day for 4 years under Biden and will do it again instantaneously. But orders of magnitude greater, if they are given any form of national power. Miller tweeted above a video of Moroccan migrants rushing past Spain's border into the Ceuta enclave on Morocco's coastline. Democrats will see your home trampled and stolen by invaders and they will rejoice. He added, amid news that Spain's government did little as 80,000 Arab migrants swarmed into the small and isolated Spanish city of Ceuta, which is located alongside Moroccan cities on the African coast of the Mediterranean. From 2021 to late 2024, President Joe Biden's pro-migration borders are open numerous legal loopholes in the border to help more than 8 million inadmissible migrants walk into American jobs and homes. The result was a massive wealth shift to Wall Street, flat wages, costlier housing, and rampant inflation, all of which prompted American voters to elect Donald Trump with a massive deportation mandate. Many centrist-minded Democrats were afraid to support border controls under Biden for fear they would be exiled from Democratic Party politics. Many Democrats have called for amnesties and additional migration. For example, many Democrats are sponsoring the Dignidad Amnesty bill pushed by Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, RFL, because it would amnesty the illegal population and also open up the border to an endless inflow of wage-cutting migrant workers. Spain's socialist government seems to be following the same track, and has even decreed a massive amnesty for more than 1 million migrants from Africa, South America, and the Middle East, all of whom likely will be able to migrate through Europe's European Union free movement area. That amnesty is intended to import future voters for Spain's left-wing activists, according to a cabinet member in Spain's socialist government. Spain's pending amnesty has been a massive welcome signal to the millions of young men in North Africa, and now a huge wave of migrants is breaking to two historical Spanish cities, Ceuta and Melilla, on the Mediterranean coast of Morocco. The signal was amplified when Spain's left-wing Supreme Court barred Ceuta's border guards from deporting migrants until they get due process, which requires lengthy court hearings where the migrants can hope to be released into Spain. The rush escalated as Spain's government showed little opposition, partly because the Spanish left views the two Spanish cities as colonialist leftovers, even though Spanish people have governed both cities for almost 450 years. Unsurprisingly, the New York Times downplayed the invasion, saying early Thursday evening that Spain mobilizes military as thousands of migrants cross into Ceuta. The Washington Post had not published anything about the invasion by 11.30 EST.